Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We're on Kuf Mem Aleph and Beis somewhere. Today we're going to learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, whose yahrzeit is today, and Shalom Shalom Leah. Okay, where exactly are we up to? Finish the Mishnah. Okay, Amar Rava. Says Rava. Hoti Tinok Chai, if you carry out a live baby, the kiss Tole B'Tzavaro, with a kiss, a pouch, right, of money on his neck, Chayef Mishum Kiss. He Chayef for carrying the pouch. Tin of Maize, if it's a dead baby, the Kiss Tarelo Itzavaro, Potter. Then you're Potter. So now, what's going on here? Tin of Chay, if it's a live baby, the Kiss Tarelo Itzavaro, Chayef Mishum Kiss, he Chayef for the pouch, but the Chayef Nam Mishum Tino, how come you're not Chayef for the baby? So the answer is, we know this, Rava Kervnasan Svirale, Damar Chay no Ses Atzmo. You're not chai if you're carrying the baby. Chai knows that's atzmo. So v'levat al kiss legabe tinok. Why isn't the kiss bottled to the baby? Milo tanan. Didn't we learn etz achai b'mita pater afal hamita? If you carry out a baby on the bed, you pater for the bed. Why? Shamita tfeilalo, because the bed is secondary to the baby. The answer is obvious. Mita legabe chai. A bed regarding a baby is mevatlile. It's bottled to the baby. Kiss legabe tinok. A pouch with a baby lo mevatlile. They've nothing to do with each other. Something to do with each other. Therefore, you carry out the baby, you're chayef for the kiss. How come in our Mishnah, if you carry out the baby, you're putter on the stone? Gemara's going to ask that question in a moment. Okay? Tinok mace, and if it's a dead baby...
So big bed is buckled, but a small little...
Correct. You'll see in a minute why. Tinok mace, if it's a dead baby, the kiss, taller lo b'tzavaro, and a pouch hanging from his neck, putter. You putter. So 1 minute, for the chayef mishum tinok, why aren't you chayef for the baby?
Right, it's not nosy.
It's not alive. So the answer is, Rava kirav Shimon svirulei, Rava held like Rav Shimon, it's a melacha shentuchel agufa. Why? Because you're not carrying out the baby for any constructive purpose. You're carrying it out to get it out of the room. So therefore, it's a melacha shentuchel agufa, you pater. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said, Nodolos adam es b'no, a person carries out a child, the Evan Biyado, and an Evan's on his hand. Right? And what do we say about the stone? You're not chayef for carrying the stone. That can be chayef for carrying the pouch. What's the difference? So Amri Devei Rav Yanai, Betinok, Shieshlo, Gagu, and Al Aviv. We're talking about a baby that is a little bit of a chole. In the Mishnah, the baby he has like longings, some kind of chole. Rashi says, not going to die. He's not going to die if he doesn't have his father. But he's longing for him, so he's a little bit of a chole. So we dispense, it's not even muksa. You're carrying the baby. He happens to be holding a stone. So whatever isser that is, whatever isser muksa that is, that we did away with so that the baby shouldn't be sick. But what is it? What kind of muksa is that? It's very indirect muksa. Right? Nevertheless, you potter. Ihachi, if that's true, my area Evan. Then what's the difference of stone? I feel dinanami. Same thing with a pouch. Right? Same thing with a pouch. Why are you putter on the pouch? Why are you chayef for the pouch? So, Alama Amar Rava. Why did Rava say, Lo shanu ella Evan? Well, that's only true about an Evan. Aval dinar usher. But if it would be a dinar, it'd be usher. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Evan, a stone, enough lale, lo asi avu avul atuye. If the stone falls down, the father's not going to go chase it. Dinar, but by money, e nafal asi avil asuye. If the stone falls down, the father's going to go chase it. Right?
So it's not a ready motion. You're going into a different...
Right. Right. No, no, not Otsa. We're not talking about Otsa. Because the Tosfos asks, not here, he asked it somewhere else. On the yesterday's daf, he asked it, that... if we're matir muksa for ga'aguin, for longing, then what's the difference if it's money? Or what's the kind of answer is this? Well, if it's money, you're going to pick it up. So what? It's only isra muksa. So what? It's only isra muksa. So Tosfos answers, we only will matir indirect muksa. Such as, he's holding it, the baby's holding it, I'm not holding it. The baby's holding it. But to go, so there's no chashash that you're going to go pick up a stone. It's not worth anything. But the $100 bill, you'll go chase it. So for that, it's only muksa? Yeah, but direct muksa, you're picking it up with your hand. That we don't allow. The baby's not feeling well, you have to hold him. All right, he's holding on to something, fine. It it's muksa, okay, you're not holding it. You're holding the baby. But if it's money, with a chashash, if he drops it, you'll pick it up. That we don't allow. The baby's in sakana. So what? It's not going to die. We don't even know what kind of sakana this is. All right. Exactly. If it's something that you go after, then you can pick him up. If it's something you won't go after, like a junky toy, it's his toy, that's okay. It's muksa somehow, that's okay.
Right, within the muksa world, assuming that you don't want, assuming something that the father doesn't want to pursue, can be any kind of muksa at all, it's fine.
But you're not even holding it, because you're holding the baby.
Right.
Okay. And he's holding it, or she.
Whatever.
Yeah. A pen, exactly, all these kinds of things. So a pen, so you get 100 of them, you go and get to the bank, you take 1,000 pens. I don't need that pen. He's holding on to it, it's his favorite pen, I can pick him up. But if it's something that it's a diamond ring, or somehow it's muksa, or it's a $100 bill, a wallet, all these kinds of things, you're going to chase after it, it's a chashash, so therefore you can't pick it up, makes sense. Okay. Tani kibasa de Rava. We have a braisa that supports Rava. I'm not sure I understand this braisa here. Hamotzi kelev, if someone carries out kelim, mikupalim, folded, umenichim al ksefo, on your shoulder, sandalov, or sandals, v'taba osav, or rings, biyado, meaning, you're not carrying them in a normal way, chayev, you're chayev. V'im haya malbush bahen, if you're wearing them, putter, then you're putter. Why? Because you're not chayev for wearing clothing on Shabbos. That's an old rule. What? Yeah, if you're carrying a shirt on your shoulder?
Putter, abba osav?
Putter, it's putter. That's a good question. What? Yeah, so you know what? I underlined over here that normally it means that. What?
It can't mean that. We're all doing it wrong.
What? Right, only the rings. That you wear a ring, that has a chosim on it. It's pata avalasa. That's what it meant. It only meant, it's good ha'aramati. It only meant, the Ramban says that, it only meant the rings. The ring. You're wearing a ring, but it has a signet on it. So the chashash, maybe you'll come to sign your stamp your on Shabbos. That's the only one. That's pata avalasa. Everything else is mutter, right? Oh, good point. Okay. Now, hamotzi adam v'kelav olav. If a person goes out and the clothing are on him, what does that mean? On him? He's wearing it. It's the same thing. V'sandalav biraglav, and the sandals on his feet. V'tabaosav biyadav, and the rings on his hands. Putter. Vilahotzian kimos chehain chayiv. But if you wore them out, what does that mean? Vilu kimotzian kimos chehain. If you wore them out regular?
No, fold on the shoulder.
Fold it on the shoulder, then you'd be chayiv. Why?
No one would carry
it. Exactly. So what do you see from here? That just like if you do this, you're chayiv, so too, if you carry the baby, you're going to be, and the baby's holding something, you're going to be chayav. Okay. Kalkalava evan besocha. We said, if you carry out a basket, and there's a stone in the basket, right? What did we say? You're chayav. Right? I'm sorry, we said you're mutter. Mutter. Right? You're allowed to do that. Right? You're allowed to carry a basket with a stone inside. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vamai, tavi kalkala basis ldavra asr. Isn't it a basis? Didn't the stone make the basket into a basis? So Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Biachanan, Hacha, Bilkalkala, Malaya, Peros, Askinan. The basis was full, the basket was full of Peros also. Therefore, it's a basis of Davar Hamutter and Ha'asr. And therefore, if the Peros are worth more than the stone, which they probably are, it's Mutter. Says the Rajba and the Ritva, why didn't we say that, you know why it's not a basis? Because he forgot it there. We said that the only time there's a basis is if it was there on purpose. Remember we learned that? A basis can only mean I left it there on purpose. I wanted the money to be on my pillow, which we're going to have in a minute. I wanted that. That's a basis. If I forgot, it's not a basis. So why didn't we give the answer he forgot? So the Rajba and Rifa give an unbelievable answer. There's no such thing as a basis if that's what the item is made for. A basket is made to put things in. Oh, I forgot. That doesn't make any sense by the time it's meant to hold things. Yeah, you left the money on the table. You left the money on your bed. Oh, I forgot to remove it before Shabbos. I was so busy. That makes sense. How can you forgot to leave it in the basket? That's what the basket's made for. If it's something made for that, You don't say that if you forgot it's a heter. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Make perfect sense. You can't say, I forgot. I didn't realize that the stone was in the receptacle where it's supposed to be. I didn't realize. It doesn't make any sense. The only time that it's forgot is a heter is if it's something that's not supposed to hold something, like a bed or a table, things like that. Now, the Gemara asks, V'lishadinhu l'peiri, why don't you spill all the peiros out, and the rock will fall out also. V'nashrei le'evin, the evin will fall out. Then v'nakdaninhu b'yadayim, then you can pick up all the fruit, put it back in the basket, you don't even have any problems. This assumes that a basis that's usher for something, you know, mutter and usher, if you can get around carrying the stone, then get around it. Spill everything out. The stone will fall. Then put everything back in. So like, you don't want to do that. Because you don't want the fruit to get all dirty. He said that in a minute. You don't want the fruit to get all dirty like that. You're going to spill it out, and then you have to put them all back in. You're going to touch everything. You don't want to do that. So therefore, you can leave the stone in there, and you can carry it anyway. No, you're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to hold it. So you certainly can spill it out. You're not touching it. It's going to spill out. Then you'll pick up all the fruit, put them back in the basket. Now there's no bus.
How are you allowed to move the?
You're allowed to move the basket because there's mutter and heter in there.
Right.
So you're allowed to do that, right?
What's the point of?
So that's what I just said. It's because if you can avoid that, it's better. Right. So like there's a very has happened probably at every single home on Shabbos. You have a drawer, and there's mutter things in there and usher things in there. So can you open the drawer? The answer is if the mutter things are more expensive. Or more chashev to you, then yeah. Let's say you have a drawer, and in the drawer you have benchers, and you also have a quarter. So can you move the drawer? Yes. Would it be better to take the quarter out? You don't have to rely on it? Yes. Right, if you forgot, it's okay. But it'd be better, as the Marv said, it'd be better to spill everything out, get rid of that stone, and then put everything back in. So well, we don't want to do that because we're going to ruin the fruit. But it would be better, it would be better.
In the case of the radish we had 2 days ago, picking up the radish, you're moving a little dirt. That was a big deal. You're thinking of something that's mutter, the radish.
Right. That's not a buses.
No, but it's a little. It's not,
every muksa has their own rules. That's not a buses. That was mamish moving muksa. Here we're talking about a buses. I'm not moving the corner. I'm moving the drawer. It gets moved. It's like being on a boat. I'm not driving the boat, but I'm getting moved. So everything has its own rules. So can you move it? Yeah. Would it be better that you get around that and not have to worry about that? But yes, it would be better. If, at the end of the day, it's okay. Now the Gemara asks, why don't you shake it out? What does that mean? Shake it out?
Yeah. It's only the stone falls out.
Oh, so shake, it's only the stone falls out. That we're talking about an open basket. The Evan, now we change the whole case. The Evan gufa nas is dofen little color. The Evan itself is the wall. So you can't shake it out. The Evan itself is the wall. So, and what if you could shake it out? Would that be the best thing to do?
Mr. Amiya.
Right, okay. Next. Then we said, metaltel and truma. You can touch truma with truma temeya, with truma tahora. None of it's muksa. And then we said, you can even remove the truma. It's also not a problem of mesakin. We're going to get to that. So Amar Rav Chista Loshan Ela B'Tahira Lamata V'Tuma Lamala. That's only true if the tahora is on top, and the tuma is on. I'm sorry. The truma tahora is on the bottom of the basket, and the tuma is on the top of the basket. So I really can't move the tuma because I have no purpose for it. It's muksa. I can't do anything with it. So it's truma tameya. Nothing you can do with it. The bottom stuff I can eat. I can give it to my animal. I can eat it. How am I going to get to that? I have to move the whole thing. I will tahora lamayla v'tumeya lamata. But if the tahora is on top, then shakalei l'tahora v'shakalei l'tuma. Take the top and leave the bottom there. Take the top out, use it, and leave the bottom in there. Now, v'chi tahora lamata nami l'shadinu v'litininu. Same question. Let's say the tuma is on the bottom. Let's say the tahora is on the bottom. So why don't you just spill everything out and take the good? Same answer. Amar Rav Eloi, Amar Rav, the parents are going to get dirty. They can't do that. It's not a good option.
What's the solution in the case with the
Torahs
on the top? It looks cheap. Of course
he
can do
it. That's just saying. If the Torah is on the top, just take it out. Okay. If the Torah is on the bottom, you have to get the tumah out of the way. You can carry the tumah also. Why? Because it's a basis for both. Meisvei. 1 minute. We said, a braisa that said, metaltel and teruma temeya. In Tahora, you can move Tumea with Tahora, Vim Chulin, Bench Tahora Lamaila, Tumma Lamata, Bench Tumma Lamaila, Tahora Lamata, Tufta de Rechista. This Bryce says it doesn't make one bit of a difference what's on top, what's on bottom. Makes no difference. Omar of Lach Rav Chista, Masnisin, the Mishnah is talking about Lutzorach Gufo. The Mishnah that said it matters where the Truma is, I want the Truma, that it matters where it is. If the Truma's on the bottom, I have to move the top. But if the good Truma's on top, I don't have to move the bottom. Brysa, this Brysa that said it doesn't make a difference where it is, Lutzorach and Komo. I need the place. So it doesn't matter where the Truma's top and bottom, it makes no difference. I can move everything regardless of where, because I need the plate. I don't need the item itself. Now, my duchkeit Rav Chista l'ugri masnis l'tzorach gufo. What possessed Rav Chista to say that our Mishnah is talking about l'tzorach gufo? Therefore, it matters what's on top and what's on bottom. What pushed Rav Chista to say that? Amar Rava masnis and kavase daika. The Mishnah itself forced him into that. Why? Diktani seifa, because the seifa of the Mishnah, which is on Amud Beis of today's daf, said like this, Mos shalakar, if there's money on the pillow, minares hakar, shake the pillow, the hay no fellas, and the money will fall off, and then you can go to sleep. That's only true if you need the space, if you need the pillow itself. But if it's mitzarchon komo, then metaltalin. I want it. I want the item itself.
You want the pillow or the money?
The pillow. How could you want the money? It's Shabbos.
I don't
you want the pillow. But Aval Tzarchon Komo.
Komo, you want the pillow.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Tzarchon Komo, I need that space because my kids wanna go. I don't know.
They want to sit there.
They want to sit there, right. Aval Tzarchon Komo, but if I need the place, then metaltalo v'odinolov. Then I can move it even though the money's on the pillow. Since the Mishnah didn't say that, the Mishnah didn't say that case. The Mishnah gave the case of Tzarech Gufo. Therefore, if Chista said, well, also, but the same old Tzarech Gufo, Reishanami Tzarech Gufo. So the whole Mishnah talking about Tzarech Gufo, as Rashi says, Hilkach, therefore, I have a Tahara Lamaila, if the Tahara would be on top, well, have a Shari Lila Tzaturi Tamea, I wouldn't be able to move the Tamea, Kediktani Gavi Moz, Minar Venofeles, Umatal Talatera Luchude. You can only move what you need to move, the bare minimum. There, that's why Rav Chista said that.
What does Tzarech Gufo mean again in general?
Tzarech Gufo means you need it.
You have a hammer or something.
I need the hammer. Why do I need the hammer? Because I need to crack open a walnut. What's Tzarech Komo? I need the place where the hammer is. So you left the hammer on my chair.
You need the money for something.
Well, what do you need the money for?
Thanks. No, I know. So how do you say Tzarech Gufo by that case of the money and the pillow?
You need the pillow.
The things that you need.
You need the pillow.
No, that's not the pillow. That's the
Komo. The money's on the pillow.
The money's on the
pillow. You need the hammer. You need the item that's muksa for something. So
yeah.
You're using the pillow that's not muksa. You see?
Yes.
So you're saying the money is equivalent to the hammer.
What?
The money and the
correct. Pillow. Correct, but however, there's a big difference. The answer is because a hammer is a klisha machal, so you can have a mutter purpose for it.
Really?
Money, there's no such thing as a mutter purpose.
Right. How's
it's inherently muksa. Right. So the gufa means the pillow. Now, you have to put your thinking cap on for the next Gemara.
No, but he's right. It should have been said in the comment.
So that's what the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't have any other way to call it. The Gemara doesn't have any other way to call it.
It's a one-step off process.
Right.
No gufo by case of the pillow and the money.
Correct. Because money has no purpose on Shabbos, no matter what. It has no inherent purpose. It's like the dirt from yesterday. It has no inherent purpose. The Gemara calls it that. There's nothing else to call it. The Gemara calls it because you need the goof of the pillow. It's the same thing. Okay. Next Gemara is a little hard. The next Gemara said, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda said, you can even take, let's say you have a, the halacha is, if you have truma, and what happened to the truma? Tomei truma fell in. So the halacha is, if 1 in 100 is batal. Let's say you have 1 in 1,000, so it's batal. But the halacha is, you have to take 1 out and give it to the kohen. So right, just give it to the kohen, because he's allowed to eat truma. Take 1 out. What do you do with that one? Take it out.
No, Truman and Chulin you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Truman and Chulin. See, take one out. I'm not talking about Tom. I'm sorry. Truma is Kulin. You take one out, you give it to the Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda says you can do that on Shabbos. You can do that on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. How could you do that on Shabbos? It's not Masakin. How could you do that on Shabbos? So, said it. So, Vamai, why is that mutter? How come Masakin? Aren't you being Masakin it? Before you couldn't eat it. So you take that one out. Now you can eat it. If you heard the Griffith laws of Svirale, to Amar, Truma Ba'ina Machta. The Truma is by itself. In other words, you have a bucket of 1,000 kulim. One Truma falls in, it's considered already separated. So by you removing it, you didn't do anything. What kind of fiction is that? It's a fiction. It's a fiction. Who says that? It's a machlokas in the Mishnah, it's in Trumas. Tan saw Truma. Let's say you have a saw of Truma. Shenafal lepachos mimeya. It fell into less than 100. Okay? Let's say it fell into 1 in 60. So now I have a basket of 61 saw. One of them is Truma. 60 of them are chulu. What's the halacha? All 61 now cannot be eaten by Yisrael. Why? Because the bittul not enough. So far so good? All 61 can actually 1 in 100, not 1 in 100. All 61 cannot be eaten by Yisrael. One of these 61 falls into another basket of chulim. Okay, you hear that? Now v'nidmu. So now what happened was nidmu means it got mixed up. So there's a mixture here. It's tameh. It's aser for Yisrael as a mixture of truma. V'nafal min hameduma lo'akam acher. And then it fell into another basket. Second basket now. What's in the second basket? What's in the second basket? 1/61th of Safek Truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Midamas ki Trumas Vadai. It's treated as Trumas Vadai. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds the one that fell into the second basket is the Truma one. Why? Because he holds that the Truma is always separated. That's the same one. It's only a 1 in 61 chance that happened.
There's no row.
So therefore, the one that fell in is Vadai the one that's the Truma, and therefore the second basket's also a Vadai, also Meduma. You hear this? V'chacham omrim, very machmer. V'chacham omrim say, no. Ein hameduma medama el lefi cheshbon. You know how much Safek Truma fell into the second basket? Not one. 1/61. Which is what was in the first basket.
Right.
Therefore, if the second basket 100 times more than 1/60th, it'll become batel. It really is. It didn't say that at all.
No.
What are they arguing about? They're arguing about is Truma viewed as being by itself. Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Therefore, when it falls into basket number 2, it's already Truma Vadai. If it's Truma Vadai, it's going to ruin the second basket. And the Chacham say no. You hear that? So Gemara says, wait a minute. That's true. There's a machlokas like that in Truma. And with the Shmaslei. That's only true l'chumrah. That's true. The Rilez is a huge chumrah. L'kula. But to make a kula, that what? What's the kula? That by me removing it on Shabbos, I'm not doing a tikkun? Mishmasle? Does the Rilez would have a hole like that? This is a chumrah. I'm so afraid of Yisrael eating truma, I made this crazy chumrah here. Would I do that to be mekel? That you're allowed to fix it on Shabbos? No, I would never say that.
Doesn't the same law apply to a mixture of a trefa? Let's say you drop 1/10 of a of a trace meat into a pot of chalent.
Milk falls into chalent.
But more than more than the
not one. It's not part of the bishisha.
Now you take a ladle of that and you put another chalent.
Right.
It's not considered as diluted the second time. It's like the whole mixture.
Correct. Because we have the principle of chanan. That one piece ruins the whole chalent.
Right.
It's a very complicated.
But it's very similar to this.
Correct, but here it's individual units. So there's no mixture. No real mixture. You didn't cook the whole pot. Each thing is separate. Each kernel separate. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I hear what you're saying. That's like mixture, genuine mixture. Let's say it's a salad and a piece of non-kosher meat, you have a turkey salad, and a piece of non-kosher falls in. It's not a mixture, just pull it out.
But you don't know now.
So then you have a suffix. So this Rabbi Eliezer, we do know. He treats it as we do know. It's that one. Why is it that one? That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. It's a fiction. But he says that. It's that one. Now you cook it all together, you can't remove it. All the taste is... but here, just pull it out. But how do we know which one it is? No, that's the one. It's the one. Whichever one you pull is the one. That's a huge... Well, L'chumra will say such a thing. Not L'kula.
L'kula? What do you mean?
Not L'chumra. To pass on the second box. The second salad. So I took one out and I threw it into the second salad. Now they're both no good. What kind of chumra is that? It's a very big chumra. Right? Make sense? Ella, that can't be right, because we're not going to say that for a kula. Ella, who the Amar ki Rav Shimon. Rather, it's Rav Shimon. A different shita. Kiditnan. Same case. Similar. Saw a truma shenafel lemeya. One fell into 100. Now, the halacha is, it's batal now. It's good, but you got to take one out. You got to take one out. Vo hispik lahagbiya, but you didn't have a chance to take one out. Ad shenafel acheres. Now, second one fell in. Now what? So... Hare zeh asura. According to the Tanakhama, it's usur. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon says, it's okay. Why does Reb Shimon say it's okay? Rashi says, kasal kadaitach, third to bottom line, bishum disvirule, kamaisa, kiman, demachta, be'ena. Why is it okay? Because the one that has to come out is already separated. Because it stands all by itself. It's already separated. So the second one that fell in also got bottled. You hear that? Therefore, it's okay. Says the Gemara Mamai, who said? Dilma, Hasam, Bahab, Kamiflagi. You know what they're arguing about? Tanakama Savar, Afagaftanaf, Lubazahaze, Kimandanaf, Lubazahaz. Even though they fell one after the other, it's as if they fell in at one time. Why is it if they fell in at one time? Because they never took it out. Verb Shimon, Vaha. L'cham she'nafla, v'ha l'cham she'nafla. One fell into 50, and one fell into 50. And you know what? There's no bittel here. Reb Shimon savar, kamaisa batel b'meya. And Reb Shimon will hold, the first one fell into 100. I gotta pull one out. That's a separate thing. It's a separate halacha. They have to pull one out so that the shevet doesn't get gypped. Later, the shevet of Kana don't get gypped. Why? They're entitled to something in there. It's batel. So, no, they have to pull one out just for the shevet. That's not a din in bittel. That's a din in hilchas shevet. It's an unrelated din. Has nothing to do with our machlokas. Vatibata b'meya v'chad. Right? But no matter, the end of the day is, Rabbi Shimon would never allow it until you actually pull it out. And therefore, that can't be our case either. Ella, what's our case? How can earth... Can you pull this out on Shabbos? What's the heter? We tried Rabbi Eliezer, we said no. Then we tried the second thing, also not. Ella had the Amar Kerbi Shimon. It must be Rabbi Shimon. The Amar. Ella had the Amar Kerbi. Ella the Amar Kerbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Nosing ain of bitzad zeh, v'ochel mitzad acher. That case is as follows. Let's say, one falls into 1,000, right? So what's the halacha? Oh, Yisrael could eat it. You got to take one out. So you look at it, you see, that one over there in the corner, that's what I'm going to take out. I'll take it out tomorrow. And they can go ahead and enjoy, eat. How could you do that? The answer is because it's viewed as if it's by itself. Right? Right? Now, wait a minute. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, who said on Shabbos, you're allowed to pull out the one, holds like this shita, it's already pulled out. And with my mach Shabbos, I can do that. It's already pulled out. Like Mar says, wait a minute. When we saw Allah come and say, but who doesn't even hold like that? Why? They have a machlokas about that. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Malas Hamaduma Be'echad V'meya. You have to pull it out. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Nosin Einar B'tad Zev, Ochel Mitad Acher. You don't have to pull it out. So the Gemara answers, yeah. Rabbi Shimon Adifa Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Adifa Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. He's even more makel. Why? Why is he more makel? Right, since Reb Shimon holds that Nesinat Einayim is enough, Says Rabbi Yehuda, if that's enough, I could even pull it out. Rabbi Shimon loves the hell to have to stay in there. You can make this shtick. Okay, the one over there is the one I'm going to pull out. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if that's the case, I could pull it out already. I'm not doing anything. Right? You're not doing anything. Shagatari explains, because this, listen to this, gymnastics. Because there's no iser to have machshavos on Shabbos. So really, the separation is done in your mind. Once it's done in your mind, the action of taking it out is not an action. I've already separated it in my mind, which is not also on Shabbos. You hear this? I've already separated it. Rav Shimon loves it, just separate it. So I already did that. Now what I gotta do, I gotta pull it out now. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's not an aveira. You didn't do anything. The machshava has already caused anything you have to cause. Just to go and actually pull it out, so that's not an aveira. So just go pull it out. You hear that?
It's not right though.
You hear that?
Can someone else pull it out? Only him.
Okay, they can't be right.
Maybe someone else also.
It can't be right.
Why?
Because the machshava is on an iser.
Right, but there's no iser.
So right now, I have a machshava right now to open up the refrigerator.
Right.
I don't want the light going on.
No. That's his point. Malach is machshava. You have to do an action.
He's doing an action next.
No.
But the action
is not usher. Because you've already separated it with your mind. You've already done the separation. And with your thoughts, you can't violate Shabbos with thoughts. So I've already separated it. Now to go ahead and pull it out. You hear this? You hear this mental gymnastics? To go ahead and pull it out. What's the big deal? You hear this? You hear this, Bart? Okay. Okay. Ready? Next. You hear that? Okay. You have a stone on top of a barrel, so you knock over the, tilt the barrel, let the stone fall off. If it's between other barrels, and you don't want the stone to hit another barrel, then magbia, you can pick up the whole barrel, or mita al tzida, then you pick it up, move it away, then tilt it. Vihino fellas. Moz shalakar, if you have money on a pillow, menares akar, tilt the pillow, there ain't no fellas, and the money will fall off. Haitza olav lash leshes. Let's say you have dirt on something. Nikancha basmartut. You can wipe it with a rag. What's this doing in this Mishnah? Now, you're not allowed to make things clean. So we're talking about a case where you're not going to be malabbing it. What's this doing in the Mishnah? So the Ritva says over here, I think the Ramah says that, no?
They're pillows.
What?
Another pillow case.
No, that even the Chazon Ish says, even though the dirt is something that's insignificant, it's still mutter to do this. Why? Even though it's mukta, it's a junk, it's garbage. It's still mutter. Haitza shel or, if it was leather, which doesn't absorb water, no sedalehamayim much differently. Then you can put water on that even until you get it clean. Okay, that was just a tangent. Amar v'hun amar rav, lo shanu ela b'shocheach. That's only true if you forgot to put the money there. But if you put it there on purpose, it becomes a basis. Hayse ben achavios, man tana, who says, whenever you have an iser and a heter, behetera tarchinan, the isur lo tarchinan. Be busy with the heter, don't be busy with the iser. In other words, don't pick up the stone. We're getting the stone off this barrel, right? How are we doing that? We're picking up the barrel and tilting it up. So just pick up the stone and throw it away. No, we're busy with heter things, not with iser things. Who says that? So, Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi Ming Amlili. Ditnan. Haborer, kitnius, biyantif. If you're doing borer for kitnius, on yantif, beishame omrim, borer v'ochel. Ubeishil omrim, borer kedarko. You can be borer kedarko. Says Rashi, no tel psoles. You take the psoles, umeniach ochel, you leave the ochel imyirtz if you like. Of course, that doesn't make any sense because it's pure borer. So everyone says, but on yontif it's mutter. What the parameters of that are, not for now. But Beis Hillel says you could do regular borer. Why? It's yontif. Becheko in your lap, betamchoy in a plate, betanya. I'm sure Ben Gamliel. Vedavam amurim. When is that true? Sheochel meruba ala psolas. If there's more ochel than psolas, avol psolas meruba ala ochel. But if there's more psolas than ochel, divri hakol borva ochel. Then everybody would agree you do it the right way. Bor ochel mitocha psolas. Why? Not the opposite way. Why? Since it can be mavar the ochel, which is mutter, right? And it's not extra tircha. Then why should you do the tircha way? Why should he touch the things that are muksa, which is the shells? So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That if you be busy with something mutter, and not be busy with something asr. So Gemara says, wait a minute. V'ha'cha, but over here, d'chi ochel meruba ala psolos dami. This is a case of ochel meruba ala psolos. It's much easier to move the stone than to move the barrel. So what kind of, it doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, hachanami kivadi bar lemishkal lo lemishtakal yayin adashakal le le'evin. Since the only way you can get to the wine is by getting rid of that stone, Kipsolas Mruba ala Ochel Dami. It's considered like Psolas Mruba ala Ochel. Therefore, it's much easier to move the barrel. Okay? Next. Haisa ben Achavus Magbia. Tanya, we have another minute. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Haisa Chavus Munachas Ba'otzer. If the Chavus was in the Otzer, in the storage house, Oshaisa Klizachuk is Munachin Tachtea. Or there's a glass over here on the floor and you're afraid it's going to break the glass. Then Magbia Lamacham Acher. Move it somewhere else. Umata al Tzida Vino Felas. And then it'll fall. Take what you need, and put it back. That's only true if you forgot it. But if you put it there on purpose, that's only true if you need it itself. If it's from Komo, you can move it even though the money's on the pillow. You can move the pillow. Do another minute. Mos shalakar minar omer boshia shachach arniki b'chatzer. If you forgot an arniki in the chatzer, you forgot your wallet in the street. What do you do? So not in the street, in the chatzer, but you don't want it in the chatzer. It's private domain. Maniach ka'el of kikar or tirak matatla. Put a cookie or a baby on top of the wallet. Then you can move everything in one big heter. This is not true. Amar of Yitzchak, shachach levena b'chatzer. You left your fancy brick in the street, in the chatzer. Maniach la kikar atirim, v'tadla. Take a kikar atirim. Amar of Yudah Barshilas, Amar of Asi, pamachas shachachni diskia malaya peiro, mos, bisratia. I once left my wallet in the street. Ubo b'shalos or b'yochanan. I went to ask Farmer. He said, no, don't worry about it. Haniach la kikar atirim, v'tadla. Right? Amar Mazutra, hilchas ha-kachachani shmaitza b'shachayah. All this is only true if you forgot it. Ravashi Amar, Afil Shechech Namil Amar El Kikar Tinek El Mace Bovad. Only by a mace we say such a din. That's the halacha. Only by a mace. You can't go into the street, put a cookie there, and then I can carry it in my wallet. No, that applies. It only applies by a mace because it's a bazillion a mace. If you forgot your wallet there, you have a lot of problems. You're stuck. All right, once again, we're learning today for Ilan Ishmael, Dr. Ira Silverstein, whose yahrzeit is today, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev. Neshama should have an aliyah.